Pakistan holds parliamentary elections next week, and there are fears that violence and political turmoil there will worsen. The country is at the center of the Bush administration's war on terror. And since 2001, thousands of Pakistanis have been detained, many of them locked away without charge. NPR's Jackie Northam has this story of one man.
In late February 2006, Dr. Safdar Sarki, a Pakistani-American doctor, was wrapping up a visit to Pakistan. Sarki lived in Texas with his wife and three children, but regularly made visits to Pakistan to campaign for the rights of a minority group in the populous Sindh province. John Sifton is a lawyer working on Sarki's case. He points out that Sarki did not make it back to Texas.
A few days before he was set to leave, some government forces believed to be in the ISI, Pakistan's intelligence service, came into his apartment and started questioning him. They beat him and they took him away. Nobody ever saw him again for quite a long time.
In fact, it was over a year and a half before Sarki reappeared. Last October, Pakistan's Supreme Court ruled that Sarki was a victim of what it called an enforced disappearance and demanded that he be presented in court. Shortly after, police in the remote province of Balochistan said they had just arrested Sarki on weapons charges, but gave no details. Since then, Sarki's case has bounced from one court and from one judge to another. He's in solitary confinement in a primitive jail in the town of Zob, in the tribal region of Balochistan province. His Pakistani lawyer, Mohammad Khan Sheikh, says Sarki's health is deteriorating. He has a dual hernia and a degenerative eye condition.
Doctor visited him and checked him, and he stated before the court that he can be blind. If his treatment will be not done in any competent hospital.
A provincial court ordered that Sarki be transferred to a hospital for treatment, but the order was ignored. So too were requests for visits in prison from his family, friends, or lawyers. Sarki's case is similar to thousands of other Pakistanis. According to Pakistani human rights officials, about 4,000 people have disappeared since late 2001, when President Pervez Musharraf entered into an alliance with the U.S. in the so-called War on Terror. About 500 of the disappeared are suspected to have links to terrorism. The bulk of the others have nothing to do with terrorism, says Iqbal Haider, the General Secretary of the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan.
This is just to victimize them because they demand provincial autonomy. They demand their right to rule their own government. Their agenda is absolutely political, nothing to do with those fanatic religious militants.
The difference with Sarki is that he's a naturalized American citizen. U.S. officials in Pakistan and Washington say they've been pushing incessantly in all the key Pakistani ministries for consular access or medical treatment for Sarki, but they've been rebuffed or ignored every step of the way. Like many others, Sarki's lawyer, Khan, doesn't believe the U.S. is doing enough. He says after the hundreds of millions of dollars that the U.S. has poured into Pakistan over the past few years, the U.S. should have leverage.
Everybody knows there is a much more influence of American government in Pakistan. If American government put pressure on Pakistan government, they will release him on their day. But I am feeling that America government is not helping Dr. Safdar Sarki. They have ignored him.
That's a charge U.S. officials dispute. Last week, a court in Zob granted Sarki bail. An hour later, that was overruled by a higher court. Sarki remains in solitary confinement. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.